Imagine waking up this morning to no heat and no hot water. Two NYCHA buildings they don't have to imagine, at least as far as the heat's concerned. One in the Mott Haven section of the Bronx. That building also does not have hot water. The second in Brooklyn, and 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiOria spoke to some of the tenants.
Nana says this is a problem that's been going on for years. Her NYCHA building at 1142 Lenox Road in East Brownsville has no heat at all. She worries about her three-year-old son. She's resorted to using an electric space heater, just like the kind that caused the fire last year in the Bronx, where 17 people were killed.
Maybe if NYCHA decides to give heat, we wouldn't have to use portable heaters. The whole building, everyone has this issue. People are taping up their window and don't do nothing. You're putting trash bags in the window to try to block the air. It's still freezing.
Amy lives in the building with her parents, and they bought electric space heaters too. And of course, she said they complained to NYCHA management.
They said that they would come and fix it, but they haven't yet. We also called 311. They gave us the same answer.
Her father said, "You do what you have to survive." Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in East Brownsville, Brooklyn.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.